Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hello there. This is Joel Dusha, acclaimed podcaster and Sans Pants Radio's most eligible bachelor, here to tell you that plumbing the Death Star cannot be stopped, and as a direct consequence of that fact, are performing a live show at the Comedy Republic on June 5th. That's right, a live podcast featuring some of the worst brains in Australian podcasting. Joel Dusha, Joel Zammit, and Jackson Bailey will hit the stage on June 5th at the Comedy Republic at 6:30 p.m. to entertain you with all of the terrible thoughts and horrible nonsense pouring out of their filthy mouths. You can buy tickets by simply heading to the show notes below and clicking the link to the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Be Stopped live podcast, or you can simply head to the Comedy Republic website. Either is fine. Tickets are moving very quickly. Like, we haven't sold out, but it's looking like it's going to happen, which is frankly a shock to me and everyone that I know. So if you are waiting to the last minute, I would recommend purchasing your tickets now. Plumbing the Death Star, live episode, Comedy Republic, June 5th. I will see you there unless you don't come, in which case, shit.
Previously on the Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Oh, it's right here.
Kentura points and you're like, maybe with your eagle eye view, you're able to see, with like a zoomed out view, you're able to see the many goblin tracks here. But you can see that there is a host of goblins. It looks like they have some sort of riding animal as well. Anyway, Global needs a nickname now.
Yes. Want to give it a go there?
Yeah, give it. Now you try.
Okay. Little D.
Kentura.
Kentura comes from long line of Kenturas.
This is Shaken Tree Stump's world.
It was already previously
Kentura's
shaken.
Whole family are Kenturas.
Do you...
Are your whole family fish? Everyone takes on a level of exhaustion from walking through the night.
Well, mine's from thinking.
You have two levels of exhaustion.
Cass, in real life, from role-playing, I was furrowing my brow and now I've got to headache.
Did you see it happen, that big thing that you saw? That made the loud sound.
Big bird.
Yes, does that come around here often? It happens every round again, right? Does it land around here or does it just fly on by?
Has a lose again.
Oh, it has.
I've seen it land, yes.
Oh.
It's not far from here.
Do you know which direction?
He gestures towards further where the Ironwood Forest is and in the direction that it was flying. There's a big tree.
Oh, right. It's bigger than this big, like the big trees around. Like
it's a very big tree.
A very big tree, right.
And up the top of the tree.
And that's where the big lands.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful. Here, have another bit of seed or whatever is my rations. Here you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Go away before I eat it.
Of course. You have a good night. Happy hunting.
Just don't get too close to me.
I would never dream.
I'm not 100% sure you're not part of it.
That's fair enough.
Another set of eyes that tricks me while the big thing eats me.
Always be cautious. That's what
I
always
say. My favorite movie,
yes?
Riddick.
Out here. That's fair nice. Yes.
Did you know it's not until 20 minutes in that he says anything?
Really?
He's
just
yes.
completely silent for 20 minutes.
For the first 20 minutes of the movie, he says nothing. He has a voiceover, yes. And it really gets you.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
The first time
he
talks. It's him doing the voiceover.
Oh, well, yes, but the character isn't. Well, the character is talking, but the character on screen. Is that the same thing for what's it, Pitch Black?
It's a non-diegetic sound, call it.
Yes. Does the same thing happen in Pitch Black?
In Pitch Black? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, same. Because that was the first one, because it wasn't really like...
Yes, it was. Yeah. And then there was the Chronicles of Riddick in between.
Yes.
Keep what you kill. I remember, yes.
Yeah. What's the one where he kills someone with like a can?
With a can? That's the Chronicles of Riddick.
What a great scene.
I think they maybe replay that scene out in Riddick.
Yeah, they do that a lot, huh?
I can't remember, though. I remember at one point he kills someone with their own machete and puts the head in a box, but the head falls in a box. But he, like, alludes to that moments before it happens. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Did you know that the character who plays Riddick, Vin Diesel, I think it might have been on the set of Chronicles of Riddick, but he actually played Dungeons & Dragons with Judi Dench.
Yes, I've heard this story.
It's impressive, huh, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you have a wonderful night. No, don't worry. Not going to eat you. Just enjoy the seed and happy hunting. Okay?
So, wait, have you seen Riddick?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a good film.
You know that movie came out in 2013?
2013. Are they making a fourth
That's
one?
That's so long ago. Yeah, I think so.
That's
Riddick,
nice.
I mean, Vin Diesel. Sorry, it's hard. It's you get them hard. Confused.
They're basically the same character, to be honest. They're the same person.
Absolutely, yeah. They're, well, are they? Vin Diesel wishes he was Riddick, I think.
That's true. No, I think he wishes he was his Witcher boy or whatever it was.
It's kind of a, like, well, either way, it's kind of like a Steven Seagal moment.
Yes.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Tom Cruise is kind of the modern-day Steven Seagal. Why? In all of his movies, he's really cool and he doesn't get hurt.
No, he's much better actor than Steven Seagal.
I don't know about that. He's just more fun than Steven Seagal.
He is more fun.
But Steven Seagal's pretty fun, but just in a different way,
No. Have you seen the movie where he plays a drug smuggler? It's American something.
Oh, American, yes.
Yes, it's very good. I highly recommend it. He plays kind of almost like not typecast. It's a very good film. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, can I counter with all of the Jack Reacher movies?
Yes. I have not seen it because I think, you know, he should have been a bit better than that.
It's just really bad. He's a total Mary Sue in those movies.
I can imagine, yes.
It's very frustrating to watch because he doesn't get hurt, which is a classic Seagal move.
It is a classic Seagal move, yes. He never gets hurt.
That's crazy. I just wouldn't, look, I just, movies like that confirm when I'm like, Tom Cruise is kind of a bad dude sometimes, you know?
Because
the whole Scientology thing
as well.
Yes,
I understand that, but that's why sometimes you need to separate the art from the artist, because quite frankly, I think he's a very good actor.
Yeah, I feel like you don't need to separate them. I feel like you're just allowed to enjoy something that's bad, I guess.
Yeah, look, fair enough.
You just enjoy it, and then you acknowledge that something bad is within it. That's, you know, because if all of our media had to be perfect, then we would never really consume anything, would we?
100% no. We'd always be sitting around in silence, maybe reading, you know, a book, but then maybe even not even that.
So. Ultimately, the objective is to be part of the solution somehow.
Yes. I think that's a very good idea, Mr. Hootie.
Be the change you want to see in the world, you know?
That's a very good life lesson to live by. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Ah, don't get any closer.
I'm not. I would never dream of it.
I bet you still the eyes or whatever.
I'm so sorry. Look, here's another bit of ration. You enjoy that?
Hang on, wait. One more minute.
One more minute.
You run out of time. And that's kind of funny to me. It's exactly 1 minute, or it was 1 minute about five seconds ago. So 6 seconds now.
What was that time? Look, I see you're a Vin Diesel fan. What was that film where it was Elijah Wood and he plays kind
Lord of
like,
the Rings?
No. It was with Vin Diesel. He wasn't in that, was he?
Wait, who was in Lord of the Rings? Who played Frodo?
That was Elijah Wood.
Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the film where it's a kind of a fantasy but modern, and it is with Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood. And Vin Diesel,
this
on the press tour, he was like, I'm so looking forward, not to the sequel, but to the...
Oh, you're thinking of The Witch Hunter.
The Witch Hunter,
yeah, you're thinking of The Witch Hunter.
Yes, you ever seen The Witch Hunter?
No, I haven't seen The Witch Hunter, but I have seen that interview.
It's very funny. I got halfway through The Witch Hunter, and I think I turned it off, but no, I don't remember why.
Did you ever see that one with Nicolas Cage, The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
No, but I remember the trailers. Was it
good? Oh, man, I didn't see it, but it looked bad.
It did look very, very
It looked
bad.
Awful. You know what else? What? Woo! 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 Time's up. Woo! Woo!
Yeah, so sorry for that interlude. So that bird has seen a lot of modern media. Anyway, the Wyvern is. Do you see that map there, Cherry Cheeks?
Cherry Cheeks places the map out in front of you and holds up like a little candle so that you can see it.
So I think we're here.
I reckon we're like around here, right? And he looks at Kentura. Kentura nods slowly. Yes,
yes,
we are here.
So apparently, where it was flying to is a very big. Must have had a bit of a rash and gave me a bit of an ingestion. So if we follow the way the dragon or the wyvern worm was flying to. It was apparently a very big tree, and it perches on top. I think it's nest maybe or something like that. But it's a very big tree, so I guess if we could scoot around, is it on the way to the goblins?
It's like in the same area.
Yeah. Well, look, if we can deal with the goblins, they're not too much of a hassle for us. Perhaps then we could kind of scout the area, find the tree, mark it on the map, and then if we have the big location, then we can kind of be like, well, that's where it is. And then we'll continue our way. Yeah.
So the plan is to continue tracking the goblins for now, or mm-hmm. to divert from the goblins? I guess you've got a level of exhaustion. You're kind of deep in on this one.
So I think we probably should go for the goblins, and then, what does everyone think? Because I think that's probably the better one. Like, the tree we know is vaguely around here, but the goblins might keep moving.
Yeah, I reckon we could give the goblins a bit of a... we'll lose the goblins otherwise, won't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's do the goblins. Let's do them.
Yes.
Get them done. All right. Gobbos.
You keep heading for a little bit longer, and then you can see lights in the distance. It's maybe the morning sun is going to be arriving kind of any moment now. And so there's a sense of urgency because the camp will be quiet and will be probably less active right now. So now would be your best time to basically surprise them.
Mm.
You see lights in the distance. How would you like to approach this?
Full of rage.
Would you like...
You rage and start sprinting.
Should we send Cherry... Okay, never mind.
I think if we tackle with the element of surprise...
You rage and start sprinting?
Yes.
Okay. So, wisdom. You expend one use of your rage.
Just having... Again, in edge of a pool. Been like, yeah, so I think perhaps if we get Cherry Cheeks over there to be very sneaky, but so they could go over there and perhaps...
Your rage lasts for 1 minute. In that minute, you get some of the way there.
No.
And your rage ends.
Have they noticed me?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Virginia Company. Yeah, you noticed.
It's so funny. I'm exhausted. I rage for a minute, then I get sleepy again.
Oh, that's not what I wanted.
I didn't realize that we're that far away.
That's okay, Big T. We've got you covered. I'll be putting on my clothes at this moment. It's okay, Big T. It's just goblins. How hard can it be? They're little ones, you know. You could just use a step on
the puntables.
Yeah, exactly. They're very puntables.
So, Big T, I've got some really bad news. You're sprinting after the goblins, and as you start to come within sight of a band of them who turn around and look surprised at you, your rage ends. You start to slow down, get a bit tired, and then you hear a snapping sound, and you're surrounded by darkness. You have a brief sensation of falling. You realize you are falling and you're in a pit trap. You have a split second. You see sharp objects at the bottom of this pit trap. You have a split second to avoid them. Unless you don't want to.
No, I'll avoid them.
All right. Well, you got a one, so.
I won't.
The bottom of this pit trap is filled with glass.
How did they even get glass out here?
The glass looks to be salvaged from raids, essentially. So you can see like 1,000 different lanterns have just been chucked into here almost wholesale. The entire thing is actually slightly covered in oil because of that. There are potion bottles, regular bottles, both wine and otherwise. Basically any piece of glass. You see probably planes of glass that would have come from a carriage. They're all have just been chucked in the bottom of this pit. You land on them.
That's all right. You could probably climb out. It's
I'm very big.
You take 5 points of damage.
Oof.
You are cut up something fierce. And then let's go to initiative. So would you like to grab an NPC?
Me?
Yeah, to act with.
Oh, yes. Well, me exerting all of my brawn didn't work, so let's get Falmorn in as the smartest man on planet Earth. I'm like, well, I'm stumped. I came at it with all the strength I had, but maybe like the bathtub incident.
Mm.
This is one that you have to use the brain for.
Global, who would you like?
Let's go with cherry cheeks. I've got a little rogue. We can work with a tandem.
It's the goblin's turn first. There's eight of them.
Oh.
They really are only aware of you right now. They walk up to the edge of the pit, look down at you, tree stump. One of them laughs, and do you know goblin?
No.
No. One of them says something in goblin. And then you see a spark, and then a flaming bundle is dropped into the pit.
Oh.
Can I throw it back? Well, if I'm going to get burned anyway, why not get burned on the hands I catch them with and then throw?
I'll allow it. I'll allow you to try and catch it.
Fire hot.
Well, you managed to catch it, tree stump. Oh. You will still take a point of fire damage.
Yes, it's fair.
And then you need to make a... then you need to make a dexterity saving... No, actually, it's your turn. You now need to make a dexterity saving throw to stop it from touching anything. You pass.
Yes.
So you're holding just a... It's just like a bundle of rags that has been lit, but nothing within here has caught fire.
Okay. I would like to throw it at the goblin who wronged me.
Okay. You throw it...
No, Adam. Please.
You throw it up and it goes in a bit of an arc and it comes back down.
Into my other hand.
Would you like to try and catch it again?
Yes, but I want to catch it with the... Oh, no, I'd probably go other hand. If
all
it's
right.
Coming in arch.
You take another point of fire damage. What would you like Falmorn to do?
Falmorn... Come help me and figure this out. Falmorn have... What's Falmorn?
Falmorn.
Oh, I'd like Falmorn to cast. Can Falmorn see what I'm trying to do or what's happening?
Falmorn, yeah, you can. Yeah,
I would like Falmorn to cast some sort of fire spell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what?
Okay.
You're covered in oil. But Falmorn doesn't know this.
Falmorn doesn't know I'm covered in oil. Falmorn knows that I'm trying to light the. A goblin's on fire, which means
they actually don't.
Falmorn,
how would they know that?
Because they're seeing me. They're seeing fire coming.
They're not
out
seeing you.
No, they're seeing fire coming out of the pit.
No, it didn't, Cass.
You said it went in an arch.
An arc, yeah, and then went. But it, I actually never specified if it left the pit.
Well, then Falmorn will just simply cast a spell to make the goblins go away from me. What is the best go away spell for the goblins?
Well, they're all standing in a bunch, like in a semicircle.
Well, do you have
so maybe
sort of...
if she cast, maybe if they cast create bonfire right in the middle, this is a joke, that would be where you are and the bonfire would fall in. It's a hilarious joke.
Is there an AoE?
Firebolt, Firebolt would be a decent spell. It's probably the best one that they have going right now. So yeah, Firebolt.
Let's go Firebolt.
Targeting one of the goblins, a flash of fire streaks through the night and slams into one of the goblins. What is a goblin's hit points? Ah, they're weak as shit. 1 point, though, does not bring down a goblin.
Well, that's not as shit.
Get him! One of the goblins cops a ball of fire to the face. They were not expecting it.
Does part of me think I did this? Maybe it worked?
It's up to you. Maybe. You make that determination.
Okay, it worked a little bit.
It did work a little bit.
So I should try again.
Yeah. I mean, you got this.
I mean, maybe next time it'll work better.
Yeah.
It's Kentura's turn. It's Kentura time.
All right, Kentura, you've got this. You
hey, time.
Little hunting.
Kentura's gone. You okay. Don't see Kentura.
Yeah, all right, yes, I'm buckling my shoe. Yep, okay, good.
Zoot! An arrow strikes another one of the goblins. One of the goblins goes down. How's the lows?
Lows?
The goblin just slumps backwards, an arrow in its chest. A bone white arrow in its chest.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, Kentura is sick. He uses bone arrows made from other kills. He's got to keep killing things
that makes
and
sense.
Playing tag, but that's for an unrelated reason.
That's for fun.
Yeah.
No, it's not for fun.
To hone his skills.
Not for that either. Oh, it's part of his religion.
It's like a ceremony. I get it.
Playing Tiggy.
Yeah.
Tiggy ritual.
And then Global, it's your turn. So yes. There's now 7 goblins.
Okay, I'll start. Okay, don't worry. We've got you, Big T. Don't worry. Frostbite on one of the goblins.
You'll need to move up.
Yes,
but yeah, you can then do that.
Oh, all right, come on.
One of the goblins makes a con saving throw. Yeah, they fail.
Good.
Frost covers one of the goblins, dealing 5 points of damage. And highs or lows?
Yeah, highs. Always get highs.
Highs? That goblin kind of just collapses over and maybe its arm shatters, frozen solid. That's the goblins one. Are starting to freak out now.
That's good. Does any of them have a breastplate on, by the way?
None of them are wearing a breastplate.
So this, big.
I know.
You're not actually in the camp yet, just letting you know.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
This is just a group of goblins that were presumably on guard.
Gotcha.
The 3 goblins, now able to identify where your party is, are going to pick individual targets.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh, wait, shit, yes, I do. If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
Another flaming ball is lit and then dropped. Would you like to catch this?
Yes.
Juggle.
Yes, I would like to juggle.
You take another point of fire damage.
Okay.
How? And you have one in each hand. All right, and then the other 5 goblins are each going to pick a target and fire a short bow.
Ew.
The first target is Glubble. Glubble, an arrow streaks through the night and strikes you, dealing 4 points of damage. Damn. A arrow is fired down into the pit.
Tree Stump, no.
You take 4 points of damage as well, Tree Stump.
I can't catch that?
No. It moves too quickly. What? Also, both of your hands are full.
I got a mouth.
Well, you know what? You do. You take 4 points of damage and you catch it in your mouth. One fires at Cherry Cheeks. Wait, did you get Cherry Cheeks to do something?
No.
Oh, what would you like Cherry Cheeks to do? Sorry.
Does Cherry Cheeks, is they good with bow or good with knives?
They're decent with a bow. They could probably bring one of the goblins down. They are better suited to close quarters combat with a unaware or an enemy who can't pay 100% attention to them.
Yes.
But since that's not happening right now,
yes.
Bow is probably
bow and hide, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Cherry Cheeks fires, strikes one of the goblins, brings a goblin down.
No,
another goblin slumps over with an arrow in its chest, but not a cool white arrow. Well, that goblin was, I guess, the one that was going to target Cherry Cheeks, because Cherry Cheeks is also a fucking ghost. Holy shit. Hey, Zaman, a number between 1 and 31.
Let's go with 14.
Body blow, half damage from one attack. Yeah, Cherry Cheeks just kind of dematerializes.
Ugh.
I'll see you later.
Who said that? What?
What?
See you later.
All right. I'm just there confused holding 2 balls of fire.
Then a arrow shoots at Kentura. That one misses, and one at Falmorn. That's a critical hit.
Oh no, Falmorn.
Skewered. You take a d4 damage at the start of your turn for d4 rounds.
Oh no.
So for the next 3 rounds.
Oh no.
1 point of damage, in addition to the regular damage.
Okay. Wizards that.
7 points of damage. Oh. Falmorn goes down.
Oh, shit.
And will die.
Yes.
If nothing happens.
Well, I've certainly got a whole lot of my own stuff to deal with. Can you tell Falmorn I'm at capacity right now?
Well, Tree Stump, it's your turn.
I would like to try and get these fireballs out.
All right, so you throw each?
Yep.
So the first one is a critical hit.
Hey!
Yeah!
What would I even call this?
He opens his mouth to say, hey, don't throw that. And I get it in the mouth?
You throw it right into his mouth. You deal. What would that be? This, I guess, counts as bludgeoning damage. It's just rags.
Fire damage.
There's no real. There's a magic section.
Surely
magic
it's
section,
a bit magic, right? I mean, it was
maximum double damage. Sure, targeted spell, not a targeted spell, but maximum double damage. You deal. What would I add to damage? Technically, I should add your strength, I guess. You deal 12 points of damage to this goblin. The goblin not spontaneously, there was a reason. The goblin completely catches fire and then highs or lows?
Highs.
Oh, no.
The body, the flaming body of the goblin falls into the pit.
Can I catch it?
For better or worse, you catch it. You take 4 points of fire damage.
Oh, no.
So you've got the other one that you can still throw. I'm going to allow it because you're technically dual wielding. So as a bonus action, you are throwing this other one. You got another critical hit for the other one.
Yes!
Think, though.
Well, maybe he can fall backwards.
Big boom, quadruple damage.
But if the force is going backwards, he should be falling backwards.
That's not really how it works. Also, you don't get your strength bonus on this. So actually, you only do 4 points of fire damage, which is very funny, meaning that the goblin is actually not dead. Aww. So you just set another goblin ablaze.
That's good.
I kind of am juggling, aren't I?
Yeah.
Not kind of.
You are, definitely 100% juggling.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want? Oh, Falmorn just makes a saving throw.
I'm pretty sure he takes a point of damage.
They take two, actually.
What?
So that's two failures and one success. So on their next turn, your next turn, Tree Stump, if no healing is rendered,
yes,
Falmorn will die.
Right.
I have my hands so full.
It is Kentura's turn.
Kentura, okay, good, go, Kentura, you've got this.
Kentura, I guess, fires their bow again. Another pure white arrow streaks through the night and strikes a goblin, bringing another goblin down. There's three left.
That's good.
Glubble and Cherry, it's your turn.
I will give a bit of a heal to my good friend, Falmorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will get Cherry to attack and hide if they can, or just attack whatever.
So, cure wounds?
Yes.
A d8 plus 3. They recover 11 hit points, maximum 5, so that doesn't matter that much. But they burp.
There's something in these rations, I must say.
Yeah, it must be. And then Cherry fires his short bow. He misses, unfortunately. An arrow just streaks through the night. And then it is the goblin's turn. The three goblins turn tail and run back towards the camp.
Good news and bad news.
Tree Stump, it's your turn.
Well, I need to get this body out of here. I'm covered in oil, yeah?
No, you're not.
Phew, I was confused.
If you were covered in oil, you would have been caught fire. You do take 1 point of damage, though, for holding the flaming corpse.
Can I put him down? Wait, hang on. The pit's full of oil. Hang on.
Shush. Yes, you can. Shush. Let them make this mistake.
Oh, big T.
Oh, big T. Well, God, that... can I put them down?
I'm clearly...
You're great. Can I say, you spent so much time and effort catching these bundles of fire, taking bits of damage here and there, and then to just set one of them down. Fuck, that would have been so good. I'm so upset that Zamet is present. Because you would have. Because you would have been like, can I set him down? And I would have been like, yep. And that would have been it.
Yep.
That would have been it. You know, we mock Tom for how long it took him to blow out a candle.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck. Cass.
Come on. What are we doing with this bundle of flaming Cass, goblin?
As a player, I absolutely adore you. What would you like to do?
What about as a DM?
I meant as a DM, because you're the player, I'm the DM.
Of course, sorry.
As a friend, really? I also cherish you.
Mm. I'm also in character right now, so you have to be nice to me.
Okay.
I would like to throw it out of the pit. What else am I meant to do if I can't put him down?
Like, you're right. There's not a lot of options available to you. You could try to throw them out. It's a difficult check, though.
What if alternative, I use both hands?
You could try to climb out of the pit holding this flaming corpse. Or you could even just climb up a little bit and then drop the flaming corpse, so long as you're not in the oil.
I would like to do that. Thank you.
All right. There's still a risk involved to this, but it's obviously a lot less than throwing the corpse. All right. I've got some awful news. I've got some fucking awful news.
Adam, lay it on me.
So you drop the corpse way too early.
Just the idea that I'm like, okay, look around you, put the full corpse down. No, no, no. Think of what Falmorn would do. Don't put it down. Climb up and then drop it. I forgot to climb.
Gotcha. Drop it, climb.
Big T, do you have 2 hit points, right?
3.
3? Oh, you're so lucky. You take 2 points of damage. And then you can climb out of the pit.
Yes, please. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You successfully climb out of the pit.
Well done.
Smoke pouring out of it, the largest source of light anywhere around. You climb out of the pit. You've got 10 feet of your movement left. More than that, if you want to use your action, you are 50 feet away from the goblins. So you could spend another 10 feet to get within 40 feet of them. And then do you have any attacks that close that distance? You've got a javelin. The javelin or the hand axe. They do basically the same damage.
Plus Falmorn.
The javelin has better range.
I'm 50 feet away, yeah?
Currently 50 feet with 10 feet of movement.
I'll get 40 feet away and throw my hand axe.
Okay, that's going to be a disadvantage. Actually, no, the javelin would be a disadvantage anyway. So, yeah, throw a hand axe, sure. That might still be a hit. Yeah, that's still a hit.
Yeah.
God, I forgot how fucking powerful you are as well. Yeah, you bring a goblin down.
That's good.
Oh, 2-in-1.
God damn. You deal 11 points of damage, definitely bringing a goblin down.
That's brilliant to know.
And you actually can't not bring... Your minimum damage is their hit points. So it actually doesn't matter. Then what would you like Falmorn to do? They can fire another firebolt?
Yeah. They're stable, yeah?
Yeah.
They're stable, okay.
Yeah. Another firebolt then.
They strike one of the goblins. Dealing. Yep, another goblin goes down. There's only one left. Bolt of fire streaks past you, Tree Stump. And then it is Kentura's turn. Oh, natty one.
Oh, Kentura.
Oh, no.
So well.
Shattered confidence. You have a disadvantage on attack rolls until you can successfully hit.
Oh, there's confidence.
Somewhere in the darkness, Kentura sheds a single tear. Global and Cherry.
Yes, I'll try and get within 50 feet, and I'll cast Frostbite on the
surviving one.
The surviving one, and I'll get...
passes, unfortunately.
Damn it, and I'll get Cherry to attack there as well.
Cherry hits. He might be able to pull this off. Cherry brings the last goblin down.
Good.
Good job.
Good. Right, everybody, let's reconvene. Let's reconvene.
Everyone reconvenes, and then at the goblin camp, you hear boom, 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 drums going. I will get all of you to make a history check to know what that means. Global, it's some sort of alarm.
Oh, no, that's an alarm.
Tree Stump, yeah, that's a war alarm. The camp is being roused. Tree Stump, you look at the big flaming pit that is spewing light and smoke, and you're like, well, you actually think, Tree Stump, you don't think, you realize that this is not a pit trap. You were just running in the dark. This was a signal fire for them to send a message.
Oh, no. I'm impressed. I figured that out.
Wow. Yeah. Right. May I suggest, since we're all very wounded, we hide.
I think we got to.
Yeah, I reckon caution is the better part of valor on this one.
Will our brave heroes successfully hide from the goblin horde? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, I'm George Dimerlis, and I'm here to talk about Bookish, my book-themed interview podcast where I get a different guest on every week to talk about their favorite book and what that says about them. It's kind of half about the book and a lot about the guest, because I'm trying to figure out why that thing you love is that thing you love. So if you've ever wondered, I like this thing, I wonder what that reflects about me. This show is basically me trying to figure that out every week with a new guest. It's kind of half book podcast and half psychoanalysis session from someone taking some wild shots in the dark. But it's a lot of fun and I think kind of informative. And there's books.